Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Gurudev, 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 Jaya, Jaya, Gurudev. Gaurapinvanandi, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. Welcome back to the third day of the Book Distribution Seminar. Thanks for staying with us and not leaving us. So who has already been here in the afternoon? Okay, majority. All right, so I will show different videos than the ones which we showed this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to do a couple of things. Number one, we will ask you about whether you've done your homework or not. Who remembers what was the homework? Plans, yes, and what else? Reasons why you want to distribute books. Okay. Those who were not here yesterday, who was not here yesterday? Okay. So, there was two homeworks. One is to make a plan. What's your plan for December? What are you going to do for distributing Prabhupada's books? And we'll deal with that later on, towards the end. Now, I want to hear a couple of reasons from your side why you're here at this seminar, meaning why do you want to distribute Prabhupada's books, your own personal reasons. So just speak freely, okay? Anybody?
But it gives me peace of mind.
Gives you peace of mind, okay. Okay. What else? It removes a lot of obstacles in your life. Okay, good. What else?
Because it's the acharya's desire.
It's the desire of the acharya, yes.
These books save me from certain suicide. And I can see the people in the city all quite worked up and depressed and angry. And I know these books can help them out.
Okay. Okay, yes.
It not only gives peace, satisfaction, and happiness, but also the one-stop solution to all our problems in life.
Okay, in the back. Yes, what else?
Nectarian,
okay. More reasons. There is no right or wrong. It's just whatever comes, you know, from your heart.
Krishna consciousness and help my friends and colleagues.
Okay. What else? Yes, thank you, Joshi ji.
Our own purification.
Yes, Mataji. Okay. Okay, thank you. What else? Somehow or other, try to please Guru Gauranga, yes. Okay. Other reasons. Okay, you had one?
Another one, take up a new challenge.
Okay, you like challenge, huh? Good. You're my kind of guy. I like that. But you got to be careful sometimes because you pray for challenge, Krishna says, you want challenge? No problem. Bring it on. Yes. Yes. Yeah, you look like you're a happy person. Very nice. That's why you're showing your mercy to others. Yes, Mataji. Okay, I'll do your work, and you please, you know. Okay, what else? Back.
Whatever we have got, we have
to
give it to others.
Oh, you got the mic, huh? That's good. That's a good trick. I gotta learn. You can learn from him, you know. Always carry a mic with you. People don't want to listen, you just take out your mic and you go, hey, yes, you, come here. Again, I couldn't hear.
Whatever we have got in Krishna consciousness, the means happiness, so we have to give it to others.
Mm.
So that's why we should distribute books so that they can come to our family and they can be happy.
Okay. Other reasons? Okay. Okay. Jai. One soul at a time, starting with yourself. In the back. Yes. Okay. Good. All right. Did you find that was interesting? That was inspiring? I got inspired. So, do that regularly. Whether you have a bunch of people or you're just by yourself, sit down. Ask yourself, why am I doing what am I doing? And if you can't find any good reasons, then maybe you shouldn't do it. You know? So, as I said, tonight is a little bit potpourri, it's a little mixture, because this is the last session of my seminars here in Juhu, plus it's session number 3 today. So, we'll just tie up all the loose ends, okay? We'll try to pack in whatever was not covered yet. We had a list of expectations on the first day, you remember? Who was here on the first day? Okay. Thank you for being loyal and staying with us. So, what were some of the topics there? Can you remember? I think that board got taken or erased. Anyway, there's a whole lot of things there about techniques, tips, inspiration, realization, practical advice. I think we covered most of them. If you have any topic which you feel needs to be addressed, which has not yet been covered, and you want to hear about it, please bring it up. Okay? So, because what we're going to do now is, I want to make sure that you've got your money's worth, you got what you came for, and after that, we're going to do some videos, and at the end, we make the planning session. We get into the practical stuff. Okay? Don't worry about these bags of books here. I think the lady with the strong voice is not going to show up tonight. Who, you were here in the afternoon session. It was quite a scene. It was quite something. So anyhow, but if you want to take some books, they're already here, you know. Saves you the trouble going to the go-down. They've already packed them up. So, what other topics would you like to hear about in regards to book distribution, which have not yet been covered? Some doubts, some clarification, some more in-depth analysis. Please. Yes.
Selling books is...
I think battery is on its way out.
Selling books after that, how that person should be, converted to Krishna consciousness by regular follow-up, and what happens...
Okay, yes, follow-up. Very good, thank you, because you made that point and we didn't cover it yet. Okay, follow-up starts right in the beginning. Follow-up. How to follow up with a person. First of all, when we're out there distributing books, we should always have the mindset that we're not just trying to move a lot of books here, but we're trying to connect the souls with Krishna. So we're trying to involve these people in devotional service on an ongoing basis. So when you see that somebody is interested, somebody is inclined, somebody has questions, take their name, take their mobile number, take their email, and follow up with them. How do you follow up with people? I have a whole seminar about it, but we're not going to get into that now. I just give you some basics. The main thing is, you got to have their contact, because otherwise it doesn't work. Not, oh, okay, just come and show up at Sunday at the temple. It doesn't happen. So you have to actually take their name, take their mobile, and take their email. Then what you do is, 3 days or 5 days after, you send them an SMS or an email message. Don't call people up immediately, because it's a little intimidating, you know? Like, you give somebody a book in the morning, and in the evening you call them on the phone, and you call them and you say, "Did you read the book?" They're like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, you know, back off." Go easy, you know? Go easy on them. So, what you do is, after 3 or 5 days, you send a text or you send an email. "It was very nice meeting you. I really enjoyed meeting you. I hope you like the book. You know, how is it going? And if there's anything I can do to help you in your, you know, reading, or if you have any questions, please do get back to me." And usually, they immediately reply. And they thank you for meeting them and for getting the book. And they may have some questions. And then you continue. By their reply, you can already see whether they're interested, whether they're into it, or whether they're kind of like neutral, like that. Then I always try to get them to come for a program. And I invite them a couple of times for programs. Now, because I'm traveling a lot, I'm not staying in one place, I usually hand over the contact to a local person who can do that. Because you got to be on the spot. You can't follow up with people from far away. You got to be pretty close. So that when they come on Sunday or to whatever program you invite them, you may have Namhata gatherings, you may have student gatherings, you invite them to that program. And you got to be there. Because they met you. They got the book from you. You remember what we said about trust? They trust you already. So for them to trust another person, it's difficult. But they already trust you. So first, impressions are lasting. If they had a good contact, then next time again. And then, if you want, you can turn them over to somebody else at the program. Okay? What we used to do when I was staying in one country formally, then we had cards, database, you know, where you fill in all the details as much as you can. Which books they got, when they got it, how much they read, what are their interests, their full contacting. And then you enter it on the weekends into a database, you know, like FileMaker Pro or some type of system, so that with one push of a button, you find out who is interested in Science of Self-Realization course, who is interested in yoga meditation course, who is interested in cooking class, who is interested in, you know, book distribution, like that. Do you have a database manager here at this temple? Somebody who manages the database? Their own. Different groups are maintaining their own databases. Okay, there is no, because it's a huge, this is a huge ship, you know, a huge operation. So, anyway, do it yourself. You can't outsource. If you have a smaller center, it's possible. One person can do for everybody. But initially, I strongly suggest that everybody keeps their own contacts and cultivates them. And then after some time, you may turn them over to other people. Like that, depending on whether you're able to deal with them or not. Because some people, thank you, you may not be so comfortable in dealing with them and communicating with them. You understand? You asked about follow-up, right? Like for instance, you get a young student, a youngster, and he's like wild and dynamic and he wants to run over all the place and he's got, you know, he talks a mile a minute. Like me, he's got 20 questions every 5 minutes, and he's just a little too passionate for you. So you feel like, whoa, 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 you know, okay, let me hook up this kid with our friend here, you know. You turn him over to him. Okay? Like that. So you make sure that the person is happy, that their ongoing development is ensured. That means follow up. And then, of course, some people will drop out. Some people will stay on. Some people will get serious. They will start take up chanting. They will come regularly to programs like that. After a while, you know, they evolve. But it's not in our control. We can't say, I gave a book to this person. This person has to become a devotee. Sometimes you give him a book and somebody else over here becomes a devotee. Sometimes you give him a book and somebody of their family grabs the book and becomes a devotee. You never know where the books travel, how they move. So it's not in our hands. We're not the controllers. We're simply the facilitators. You understand that concept of facilitator? Like here, I'm not the boss. I'm the facilitator. I'm trying to facilitate your learning experience and that you have a positive experience in distributing Prabhupada's books. I don't get paid for this job. I don't get any percentages. I just like to be the facilitator. I just like to see other people excel in their devotional service. So that's what it means to be a person who does follow up. As soon as we're trying to be the beneficiary, as soon as we're trying to manipulate, control, and enjoy, people say, hey, wait a moment. I know that. I know that kind of move, you know? I know that kind of scenario. I know that sound vibration. And they will distance themselves. Because that's what they are already facing every day in their lives in the material world. People who want to take advantage, who want to control them, push them around and exploit them. But Krishna consciousness means I'm the servant. Not only the servant of Krishna, not only the servant of Guru, but I'm the servant of every living entity. And I'm simply trying to help them in their progressive path towards Krishna consciousness. If you haven't been here on the first day, please turn off your mobile phones or put them on silent mode. Okay, is that all right? Somebody else had a topic. Yes. Go ahead. I hear you. Okay, there's two problems here. Number one, how do you find out who's interested? Number two, how do you recognize when it's time to zip it? When it's time to, you know, keep quiet. Stop talking. All right. Well, who is interested? Well, first of all, people, you deal with people and you're a perceptive person. So you can see that person who tries to get away, who looks away, who's not really paying attention, you know he's not very interested. And another person who is really looking at you, smiling, it's by body language. You can immediately see. Most people will not say, I'm not interested. But by their whole body language, you can know that they're not interested. Like if one of my students is sitting here in class and is typing SMS messages, I know that this is more important than the seminar. So I can realize this person might be very busy or, you know, is not so interested. So, but sometimes you have to be tolerant, you know, because people are just spaced out. They're plucked into so many different things. And so the world is pulling at them from all 10 directions. And you're just another one who is pulling at them. And you can't say, hey, come on, work with me, people. Listen up. Watch closely. Because this may work in a classroom environment, but on the street, people will just say, hey, you know, who are you? So what? And they'll just walk away. Because there's not enough faith. There is not enough, you know, trust there. The trust has not yet been established. So the first and foremost thing we have to do in preaching is establishing trust. Like you're here for the third time, or some of you for fourth or fifth time, because there is some rapport, there's some relationship, there's some trust. You feel like, okay, this guy's funny, this guy's got something to tell. After all, he shows us movie and we get free dinner afterwards, you know, like that. So you feel like I'm getting something out of this, right? At least you get to sit in an AC room for free for 2 hours, you know, which is not bad considering the prices here in Mumbai, you know. If you want to look at the room rates or how much people are spending here to have weddings and functions, I mean, it's like, whoa! That's pretty shocking, right? But hey, you know, dovetail. So, the point was, you got to get people's trust. How to do that? Well, it's a personal thing. You know, sometimes they trust you, sometimes they trust the book. Whatever works, whatever gets the job done. Don't be attached either way. Some people just want the book, they don't care about you. Some people don't care so much about the book, but they care about you. Either way is fine with me. I prefer if they really get some interest with the book. But sometimes it may just be out of sympathy, you know? I know the art of obliging people. You know what it means to oblige somebody? You are so nice. You're so courteous. You're refined in your relationship, in your dealing with people, that people cannot refuse you. Like, you know this art when you have guests and you're hospitable and you want to feed them more food and more food and more food and more food and they can't leave? Right? They feel obliged. So in the same way, if you know how to deal with people in a nice way, they will feel obliged to you. And they will take the book. Why? Because they want to please you, just to make you happy. And in about talking too much, in book distribution, usually less is more. The less you talk, the better. Because the more you talk, the more they get confused. I know it sounds shocking, but it's the fact. Like if I go into a store and the salesperson wants to come and wants to chew my ear off, you know, I get annoyed. Because usually I know what I want to buy. Of course, some people go to shop as a means of, you know, therapy, you know. So they like people who come and who talk to them. So there's different personalities. But usually people want to just check out the book and have a little bit of interaction. But if you meet somebody and they just want to talk, it usually doesn't work that well. So how to avoid that? You should give more lectures. You know? You give more classes. You hold meetings. You have venues where you can actually speak your wisdom. But on the street, keep it minimal. Keep it light. Keep it snappy. Then people will, you know, want to stay with you. And they will take the book and they will feel good about it. But if you drown them in an ocean of words, it will be very difficult for them. Okay? Can I? Any? Punchline! You gotta know when it's time to shut up and you gotta know when it's time to talk. It's as easy as that. Huh? What, the punchline at the end so they take it? Or what kind of punchline you want to know? Techniques you want? Tricks? Tricks and tips? One-liners? Okay. Yes. All right. So you want to get down to business, huh? You want to know how to do this, how this works. Okay, so it depends on who you are, you see, because with mantras, it's like with weapons. Not everybody can handle the same mantras or the same weapons, because we're different people, you know. Like some of you are fairly shy, others are fairly bold, some are more intellectual, some are very sober, some are very funny, some are very, you know, relaxed. So you have to use your own nature in Krishna's service. Don't pretend. Don't try to show off. Don't try to be somebody else. If you're trying to use the same lines I'm using, I'm not sure it's going to work. Some standard lines are there, which we already gave yesterday and day before. Like you give people a book in the hand and you tell them, books on yoga meditation teaches you how to get free from stress. Have you heard of stress before? Can you write that down? Or you have photographic memory? I'm giving you the punchlines. Books on yoga and meditation teaches you how to get free from stress. Have you heard of stress before? You realize what's happening? You say one or two sentences and then you make a question. You pause. There is diction, there is pausing, there is intonation of the voice. You'd pay a lot of money for these seminars, but here you get it free, you know, courtesy of Hare Krishna. So, but you have to use it in the proper way, okay? And you have to pay the fee. The fee is 10%, non-negotiable. I want 10%, not of the money, not of the book score, but of the mercy. Whatever mercy you're getting, I want 10% of it. Is that okay? You sure? Some of you are not agreeing. Okay, you think about it. Maybe, you know, by the end of the seminar, you want to give more. So, no, you have to want to give. That's your fee. Otherwise, we end right here. So, say one or two sentences, ask a question. Say one or two sentences, ask a question. Say one or two sentences, ask a question. Ping pong, ping pong, ping pong. You know the mind, sankalpa vikalpa, accepting, rejecting, always something happening, always something going on. Keep them busy. Why do you think I'm using this type of didactics in teaching this seminar? I could just lecture here. Like in a university. I get up, I show 75 PowerPoint slides, and I talk, and I walk out. And most teachers do like that, right? Isn't that what you experience in school most of the time? Person comes up, throws the thing at you, and walks out. And then afterwards you have a test where you get asked a million questions, and you have to remember everything and spit it out. And whoever memorizes the most amount of data gets a medal. And then everybody goes home happy, right? And still works in the gas station, you know, pumping gas, or works, you know, in a restaurant as a waiter. So that's not what we're doing here. The point is, you got to understand. And in order to make sure that the person understands what you're talking about, you have to watch them, you have to look, you have to watch for body language, you have to ask them questions. Have you ever talked and talked and talked, and at the end the person said, okay, thank you very much, and walked away, didn't take a book? Did that ever happen to you? Many times. How did that make you feel? Oh, I gave my great speech. I gave my, you know, my first class pravachan. Little depressed, yes. So you have to cut it short before that happens. So you have to first find out, what does that person want to know? So you have to tailor. This is not just that you push a button and you give A, B, or C solution. This is full contact, you know. This is real life. This is real time exchange. You're a real person and these are real people. And they want to have either a real exchange with you. Nobody likes to be treated as a robot. So, you have to find out, okay, what does it take to give this book to this person? Usually not much, you know. All you have to do is connect with the person on a real level, heart to heart. That's all. Lava Matra, one moment, one fraction of a second, that's all it takes. It's an 11th of a second. As long as it takes to blink your eyelids. You just blinked. You also blinked. You can't stop blinking. That's as long as it takes. If you have one moment of truth, one moment of connection with a soul, that's enough to convince them to take the book. But that means we have to be focused. Where does that focus come from? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Every morning, every day, we're practicing. Mantra by mantra, by mantra by mantra, by mantra by mantra. Okay, chant and hear, chant and hear, chant and hear. And you learn this art. Because your window of opportunity may be 3 seconds, it may be 1 second, it may be less than a second, and the person is gone. Right? But if you say, hey, you, yes, you, come here. Yeah. Okay, me, yeah, right, okay. Huh? You have to be able to catch that. Not just in terms of speed and time, but in terms of, it's about focus, it's about intensity. So you will develop a certain density, a certain focus, and a certain way to deal with people, which will be beneficial for you for your entire life. Because this is the school of life. If you learn this, and it may take you 5 or 7 years, if you're fast, but if you learn this, it can be to your advantage for whatever you do in life. Because these are life skills. Paying attention to other people, you know, being considerate, being empathic. These are life skills. These are things which we use, not just as devotees, but as civilized human beings, you know. That's what it takes to sustain relationships. That's what it takes to get ahead in life. Otherwise, it will be difficult to communicate with other people. Okay? So one-liners, there's so many one-liners. But again, you have to come to your own style of presentation. Usually if you tell people too much, they get discouraged. So I just tell them very minimal to try to get them closer, to try to invoke some response from them. That's much more important for me. Just like I go up to people and I say, this is for all the nice people here. Are you one of the nice people? Most of the people say yes. And some say no. But they still smile. You see, if you get a person to smile and to say yes 2 times or 3 times, they will take your book. That's all it takes. Huh? We went through the whole presentation of how to present a Bhagavad Gita. I'm not going to repeat it. I'm just going to give you a few one-liners like that. Or you tell the people, this is for all the people who have no time, who have no money, and who have no humor. Which one of the three are you? Like people who want to give you all excuses, you know, they want to say, I don't have this, I don't have that, I can't do this, I can't do that. So you tell them that. You come up with your own, you use your own imagination. Just try, experiment. There's no right or wrong answers. I had a friend in Germany, Bria Banu, he went around to people with a carrot, you know. And he went up to them and he said, you want to have a bite, you know. It doesn't matter so much what you say, it's how you say it. People are just laughing, they're just cracking up. Okay, it's all right, what do you got, you know. And they look at the books. You don't have to make too much drama. Yes, you can go up to people and say, you know, we're coming from over there, and we're going over there, and we're distributing these books. Give us a donation. It works! But it has to be you. Meaning, you have to believe in what you say. Otherwise, you feel stupid, and people can sense that you feel stupid. So some devotees get up on the station and they grab a microphone and they scream and yell, 50% discount, 50% discount, 50% discount. And if you believe in what you say, it works. The problem comes if you don't believe in what you say. You understand? So you have to believe in what you say and in the kind of presentation you make. That's why you cannot just copy. When I was 15 years old, I started book distribution. It's 27 years ago. And I went with all the devotees, and I watched and I listened, and I watched and I listened, and I memorized, and I tried. And some things worked, I kept them. Some things didn't work, I tried to refine them. They still didn't work, I dropped them. And I came up with my own mantras, like that. Every person is an individual soul, and you have your own personality. Devotional service is individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. So you have to come up with your own style. That's why you can't just copy. But I'll show a few videos of some of the successful distributors, and you can see. But it's mainly meant, it's done in Western countries. Of course, Bombay is the most westernized city, so you can use a lot of these approaches and techniques. But still, you may have more traditional people who prefer a little more traditional approach. You have to see what works. Sometimes you go up to people and you go like this and you say Hare Krishna and it just doesn't click, you know. But if you say, hey, how is it going? You know, and you hold out your hand and you give them a strong look and a good handshake, then they go for that. You understand? So you have to see what makes them comfortable. What do they need? It's not about me. I can walk around in a pink swimsuit. I don't care. I'm a preacher. I've worked with the right-wing ultra-orthodox, you know, Hare Krishna fraction, and I've worked with the left-wing, you know, liberals. That's okay, because it's preaching. It's book distribution. You understand? All right. Next topic. Yes. Yes. Because this is, Mataji asked, did you understand the question? If we give a gift and sometimes people ask, why are you giving me this book? Like, what's your motivation or what do you want from me? Is, you know, a gift is a gift. Meaning like, this is something which you value and you want to give it to some person who you feel like, you know, they will appreciate that. Like that. Very simple. You got no expectations, but then sometimes when people get it free, they'll take it cheap. So that's why in general we ask people to give a donation or, you know, in this way they show some reciprocation. But if it's friends or family or colleagues, you can't go up, you know, to your uncle and say, hey, give me 100 rupees, you know, for this book. It just doesn't work like that, you know. So you give him a gift and then he'll say, wow, that's really nice, you know. And you tell him, look, we're not selling these, but if you want to help, you can give a donation and we'll distribute more books like that. You know, pay it forward. You know about that concept? You just give it, you pass it on like that. Okay? Just make sure that the person can value what you have given them. And don't put too much expectation. Don't think, oh, now you owe me, you know? I've given you a gift, now you owe me. And I'm going to cash in the favor. Like today, I had some experience, you know? Oh, you're sitting here in this nice AC room, you know, you should feel indebted. Yes, I know I'm indebted to Prabhupada. But you don't have to rub it in. You don't have to tell me every moment of my life that I'm indebted, you know. Anyway, that's a side point. Next, any other topics you'd like to hear about? Yes, Prabhuji.
Is it okay if you qualify the people?
Of course. Yeah. But you have to see whether it works.
At times it doesn't work, many times it doesn't.
So? If many times it doesn't, then maybe you got to change something. I want an approach which works for everybody. You understand? My motto is not to distribute 5 or 10 or 20 books. My motto is, I want to contact as many people as possible and give them Krishna's mercy. So it's not about what we feel and, you know, how we see things. But don't let them just bypass you because you have a certain stereotype way of dealing with people.
No, certain things they also happen by means of your own personality. Mm. As you mentioned in the beginning, certain people are very much, you know, open.
Yeah.
Sober, so the way they approach,
yeah,
that differs a lot.
After a while, you get to know all the different,
yeah,
categories of people, you know. And you know how to deal with them. It just becomes intuitive. But then sometimes you're also wrong. Because some very conservative people dress very casual and some people who dress very casual. You know, it's like you can't go just by the looks or by your gut feeling. You just have to deal with every person on an individual basis. Because everybody's an individual. Other questions? Other topics? Yes. 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 Serving?
Serving Lord and Prabhupada.
Yes. Well, what are you going to enjoy in this? Yes. 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 Well, the enjoyment thing can come in this in many ways, you know. I just give you a few examples. I don't know how familiar... Have you done the book distribution? So, sometimes the mind tells you, wow, I really... This was really done well, you know. Like, I really behaved perfectly. What I said, that was just... Phew. I mean, I would have bought that book, you know. That was really superb. Like, the mind goes on raving. Sometimes even before they give the donation, you think like, wow, you know, how I gave this argument and that argument and this and that and the other thing, and now he has to take the book. And then a person looks at you and goes, nah, I don't want this, and walks away. And you're like, what just happened? Our false ego came in the way of giving that person the mercy. Now, many times you may distribute a book, but later on, the mind starts projecting those things. Oh, okay, I've done now in 10 minutes, I've done 3 books, so that means in 1 hour, I will do 6 times 3, 18 books. I will do so and so many hours, I will do so and so many books. I will be on this place, I will be, you know, and wow, Kijai! And for the next half an hour, nobody wants to look at us, you know? You understand what I mean? So as soon as that subtle mentality creeps in, sometimes it's about, we enjoy also the appreciation. Because people come sometimes and say, thank you so much for being out here and doing this most important work. And then you think like, ah, yes, more, please, continue. Yes. Yes, anything else. Or you may have people who come walking up to you and they say, oh, you're such a nice person, you know. And you're like, oh, can you tell me something more, you know. That really sounds interesting. But then after some time you realize that this doesn't really go anywhere, you know. Because we're not the enjoyers, we're not the controllers. And after all, we meet this person for a few seconds and off they go, you know. So what's the point in it? So... keep it real. Bring it down to the essence, you know. Keep it to the point. Which means, there's a conditioned soul. Here is the book. I want to give this person the book. And for that I have to be in proper consciousness. I can't think I'm the enjoyer. I can't think I'm the controller. Otherwise I get in the way. And I'll block it. Initially Krishna may allow it. Because he gives you a lot of bonus credits. So people will take and the books will move. But after some time, the bar will get raised a little higher. And you won't get away with what you get away now. And you will see that people, you know, there will be some... You will feel that you have to improve on yourself. So it's a subtle thing. And we have to learn the art of introspection, of watching ourselves. What's my motive? What's my attitude? Why am I doing what am I doing? Like, am I only going to the temple and engaging in service if I have somebody who always comes and pats me on the back and says, well done, here is some mahaprasadam? Or am I ready also to come here and just do seva without anybody noticing it? I come, I do seva, and I go. Just seva for the sake of seva. Can you handle that? Or do we always need the attention, the appreciation, the reward, that little, you know, enticement at the end, like that. Otherwise we become what's called bliss junkies. We just look for that high, for that bliss. And if the bliss is not there, then I'm not there. Because sometimes devotional service is, you know, it's very blissful, but sometimes it's also tough. Sometimes it may go against the grain of public opinion. Sometimes people may say, this is wrong what you're doing. And you will get an opposite reaction, and that will turn you off. You know what I mean? That's why don't get attached to either trying to control or trying to enjoy this activity or the result of this activity. Yes? Sure. Sure. I'm just saying, whatever your background is, whatever our conditioning is, but it's conditioning. It means it conditions us. Like air conditioning, it conditions us. So don't be too conditioned. Because sometimes they may be there, sometimes it might be the opposite. And then you'll become fried. Then you'll become upset. Then you feel, why should I deal with all these rude people, with all these brute people like that? They don't appreciate me. They don't value me. I'd rather hang out with my friends, you know who I am and give me that appreciation, right? Like why do many people go shopping? Not because they need stuff. They got enough stuff. But because they get some appreciation from the salespeople, from the restaurant people, from the hotel people. Oh, Mrs. Joshi, very nice that you're here today, you know? And they feel like, oh, finally somebody who knows me and who likes me. I'm sorry, this is not a popularity contest, you know? If we want appreciation or we need appreciation, then we need to get a dog or a bird. Because they're ready to give that affection. But in preaching, sometimes you have the opposite, and sometimes you have so much appreciation that it just becomes too much, becomes overwhelming, it blows you away. People are like, they're breaking down, they're crying. I was distributing books in Ganga Sagar Mela, where the Ganges goes into the Bay of Bengal. There's 1 million people who gather there in Makara Sankranti. It's in mid-Jan. You go for snan there. It's very cold, but you can feel the nectar of the gods. And it's pretty austere because it's out on an island. And people travel from all over India, Maharashtra. They go for 5 days by trains, by buses, by boats to take bath at that moment. And we went there with about 300 devotees from Mayapur to do book distribution 2 years ago. And you have all these pilgrims from Rajasthan with their turbans and from Maharashtra, Pandharpur, from everywhere. And you have people, they see you, they fall flat on the ground and want to touch your feet. They take the book, they hold it to their head, they hold it to their heart, they hold it to their head. They give you money and they again bow down. And you're like, whoa. You know what's going on here? It's like too much. Huh? It is? Yeah, you feel like this is unreal. It's like, what kind of movie is this, you know? On which planet am I? It's like if you're in the West, you know, and you're used to a different type of mindset. So you can't be too conditioned, either by the appreciation, by the good thing, or by the rejection. So don't get too comfortable. Because it's an upadhi, it's a designation. Now we all have certain designations which we make us, you know, it keeps us sane, it keeps us workable. We think that we're social and we can function. But you realize when you're on preaching that sometimes you just have to learn the art of letting go. You're not in control of the situation. There's people who are going to shout at you, there's people who are going to come and they say, I love what you're doing. So it goes from this moment to that moment, from this mood to that mood. Can you handle that? That's the question. Because you get very conflicting rasas sometimes, right at the same moment. And in order to learn how to deal with that, we need to be absorbed in scripture, in sadhana, in chanting, and in association of devotees. Because otherwise you can't handle those conflicting moods, those modes. They'll just, you know, will just be weird. Is that okay? Yes, in the back. Hare Krishna. With many? Yes. Yes. I can hear you, just speak. Yes. Well, you just follow in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's footsteps. That's what I'm saying. You have to know who you are. And you have to know your limitations. Of course, by Krishna's mercy, everything is possible. You see, our job is not to convince people, is not to convert them, is not to preach to them. We are book distributors. You're like the mailman who brings the mail. You know, you're just delivering the message. Boom, 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 boom. That's it. Some will take, some will not take. Some are home, some are not home. You just do your duty. That's it. So if people are from other religions, that's fine. Let them be. I generally show them some appreciation. And they say, I'm a Muslim, or I'm a Christian, or I'm a Jew. And then they immediately expect some opposition. And if you give them that opposition, that's exactly what they're expecting. That's exactly what they want. Or they say, I'm a Muslim, and you go like, oh. Okay, next. Next person. Okay. You think that person will ever talk again with a Hare Krishna? But if you say, you're Muslim, that's wonderful. And you actually mean it. You appreciate them. You say the world would be a better place if there would be more religious and pious people like you. That person goes, wow, okay, what have you got, you know? What is the reason that you're able to speak like that? They want to know. They get intrigued. And you can tell them, I have Bible, I have Quran, I have Torah. There's no problem in that, you know? You understand the point? The point comes when we're into this, let's make everybody a Hindu thing. It's the same Lord. There's one God for everybody. And if they agree to that, you've got a chance. And if they don't agree to that, have a great day. Thanks for taking your valuable time to look at this book. Thank you so much. And they'll feel happy and they walk away and you'll feel happy and you continue distributing. But as soon as you get into the negative streak, your energy levels go down and you carry that over. Like if you get angry, have you ever gotten angry? Has it ever happened in your life that you got angry? And the next few people who you dealt with, you still had that anger in you. So don't allow yourself to be steeping low to the levels of lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, etc. just because somebody entices you to stoop to that level. You have to stay on at least Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakangshati. On the level of being equipoised, of being steady. That's why this book distribution is Sankirtan Yoga. You want to become a yogi? You go on book distribution. This is Sankirtan Yoga. Sure. Yeah, so you just have to deal with people in an individual case, case by case. You can't expect that even Hindus have to take this because it's their scripture. They're like, who are you, you know? We don't have a monopoly on Gita. We don't have a monopoly on Krishna. We don't have a monopoly on bhakti. As soon as you become a self-righteous person, people hate it. We don't like born-again Christians. You know what a born-again Christian is? It's a certain breed of Christians. Look, those people who are like down on their knees waving their Bible. Have you bathed in the blood of Jesus? Those type of people. Now, if we don't like fanatics, then don't be a fanatical Hare Krishna. Because it turns people off. It puts them off. So we should not do what we don't like in other people. Yes, that's a way how you can deal. But many times people, you know, that's a little too philosophical for many people. They just go by emotions. If they like you, they'll take. If they don't like you, they don't take. As soon as you want to convince them, or you go confrontational, they block. But as soon as you get some friendship, some appreciation, they'll accept. Unfortunately, that's the name of the game. It's not about logic, it's not about reason, it's not about who's right and wrong, it's pure emotions. So in Sankirtan, you've got to learn how to deal with your emotions and with the emotions of other people. So, it's like war, you know? You're in a battle. But don't worry, Krishna is on your side. And you have to know, you have to realize that you can't please everybody. But if you satisfy and please Krishna, you have a good chance of also pleasing a lot of His parts and parcels. Can you hand me my bag, please? What's the time now? 8:10. Okay. Any other pressing questions? Yes. That's not just in India, Prabhuji. That's everywhere. But a lot of times it's also the roles are changed, you know? Because nowadays, especially in Kali Yuga, many times, you know, the men have become like women and the women have become like men. So everything's upside down. So you can't make stereotypes. But how to deal with this? Well, here is one way how to deal with it. Never ignore the other half. Always deal with them as a team. Otherwise, you pay dearly. If you just talk to one person and you block out the other person, usually they will try to ruin it. So try to involve them, you know? You understand? Now, how do you do that? Well, that's a whole, you know, wide range. I just give you the abbreviated 3-minute version. Alright? You ready? Stay with me. Okay, so this is how it works. You put the book in his hand. He doesn't like if you talk to his lady. Okay? That's everywhere in the world. He thinks he's in charge. You have to find out who actually is in charge. You can't ask that question. You gotta feel it. Sometimes he is, sometimes she is, sometimes it's 50-50. Either way, put the book in his hand. Talk to him, but actually you talk to her. You understand? He doesn't like you talking to his girl, so or his wife, or whatever. So you talk to him, but you involving her in the conversation. If you ignore her, she's going to break it off. Many times, one person just walks away. Have you ever noticed? You have couples, one person walks away. I immediately ask them, hey, who's got the money? Because otherwise you spend all that energy and the money walks away. So I say, hey, come back here. Yes, here. Stay here. Or hand the wallet over. You understand? Otherwise you can stop it right there. Don't waste energy. Right? So then, how do you involve the other person? Well, you involve them by speaking to them, by getting, you know, them involved, by asking them questions, like that. Make sure that they're on board. They feel like they're involved. They feel like, you know, you're dealing with them. You can't just look to the ground and say, okay, take the book and put the money there. It's not going to work. So you have to make eye contact. You have to, you know, communicate. Just be normal. Now, of course, there's cultural rules and there's cultural norms, which are different in every country of the world. So you have to respect that. That people have that cultural conditioning. We can't change them. We can simply respect that, but inspire them. Everybody likes appreciation and everybody likes attention. If you give people appreciation and attention, they will do whatever you ask them to do. It's as easy as that. And as soon as she says, we take it, that's it. It's pay time. Huh? And as soon as she says, we're not interested, they're going to walk. No matter how much he was interested. So of course you can sometimes win a person over by cleverness, by making arguments, you know, conquer and divide, you know, like that. You can do different things, but that's not one-on-one. That's not the initial stage, that's more advanced stage. So you just start with dealing with them as a team, okay? And mainly dealing with the men, but keeping the lady in mind and, you know, getting some response like that. And then you will see that many times if you actually give them some attention and you actually give them some appreciation, they're actually much more pious and much more interested than the men. So use it in your favor. Don't think it's a threat. Use it in your favor. Okay? And otherwise, if you have a hard time dealing with couples or you have a hard time dealing with groups of people because it's too much for your mind to deal with two other minds at the same time, then just deal with individual people. Everybody has to do that sometimes. Because also there's a strategy how you deal with people, with groups, with families, you know. You have to know how to move it like that. Okay? So you work with that and then... All right, so this is from Mangalananda, a friend of mine from Germany. He's a book distributor. He's been doing books for 30 years. Can we have these lights off, please? Whoever is at the back.
My father, he gave me two guidelines when he brought me to the temple. So the last time I was visiting, he said to me, first of all, always remember, this movement will never give you something material, money or etc. And second, this what you want to do means total surrender. Are you ready for this? And then I said, we will see.
You don't need to turn all the lights off. You can keep some on the side. Did you get that? Did you understand what he said? His father brought him to the temple. And yeah, that's okay. And he said that you have to realize that this movement will never give you anything material. And then he said that this means total surrender. Are you ready for this? And he said, we will see. So this is from Russia. They were printing the books in the underground and everything was illegal. And then in 89, they heard that you can import religious books. So BBT in Sweden printed 200,000 books and shipped them to Russia. But they got stopped at the border because they didn't know yet that it was legal to import religious books. And then after... 2 weeks of negotiations, they finally got through to Moscow, but they held them in customs in Moscow. And then the devotees were fighting in court to get their books released. Now, your BBT, you don't have these problems in India. You just printed a million Bhagavad Gitas, so you got plenty of books. But I'm just saying, don't take it for granted. Don't think it's so easy. So this is the beginning of the movement in Russia when there were, you know, maybe a little more than 100 devotees. And they were fighting to get those books out. So these are the books in the custom warehouse. And the devotees were holding manifestations. They were demonstrating in Moscow and in other places. Anyway, it's Russian. You won't understand. You just got to read the subtitles. This is Boris Yeltsin. Then the president, somebody gave him a book right there before his speech. This is Moscow, Ministry of External Affairs. And the devotees are chanting and dancing and making big demonstrations. This is in court, sannyas, he was the BBT man, so he asked when they will release the books, and they're stalling, they're not giving in. This is Premavati. She was in prison. She lost her baby in prison. And she's preaching like a wild person. This is in court, you know. She calls the judge a dinosaur. Are you not ashamed of yourself? Thank you very much for teaching me. So devotees are fearless. This just shows you the level of enthusiasm and determination these devotees have for preaching. So anyway, they didn't give the books out, so they had more demonstrations. We don't want vodka, give us books. Most devotees didn't even own dhotis or kurtas there. That's why everybody's in shirt and pant. And this was just when the persecution was over in 89. After 2 months of demonstration, the books were released by customs in 89. And then they sold these 200,000 books, and with the money which they got, they printed 15 million books. That's 1.5 crore. That's 150 lakhs books. And for the next 10 years, they distributed those books, the entire 1990s. And from those books, the entire Hare Krishna movement in the CIS, in the former Soviet Union, was established. Before, there was only 100 devotees. And now, there is 10,000 devotees in Moscow alone, in the Moscow region. So everything started from books.
Before the books were shipped from Germany, the devotees which were demonstrating, they were only devotees which were there in Russia. In the whole of Soviet Union, in fact, there was maybe 100 devotees altogether. So everything started from the books. The temple started from the books, the new devotees started from the books, and millions of books which were distributed after that. Everything started from these 200,000 books.
Okay. Now, I'm going to show you a few clips of devotees who are distributing books. And I'm just going to point to you a few things which I really like. Because it's not so much about what you say, but it's about how you say it. This is Bhrigupati, who is a disciple of Prabhupada from Los Angeles. He's been distributing books for more than 40 years in the airport.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Sir, excuse me. Are you a passenger?
Yeah.
Are you on a flight? Here, then you get a copy, and we'll sign that.
You have to watch closely and listen. What just happened? He said, excuse me, sir, are you a passenger? The person said, yes. It's kind of obvious. You're in an airport, right? But he asked him, are you a passenger? So you qualify the prospect. You're in the other station. You asked him, excuse me, sir, are you a passenger? Excuse me, sir, are you traveling? Yes, then you qualify. We're showing this today for all the passengers. Okay? Immediately,
very good.
He asked him, are you a monk? It's kind of obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. You ask people, are you a businessman? Are you a student? Are you a housewife? Are you an engineer? You can see it, but spell it out. Say it. Get a positive response.
A Buddhist monk?
Buddhist monk, yeah.
Very nice. Here, let me sign this for you. This is on meditation and yoga.
Nice. Very nice. Give him appreciation. Oh, you're a businessman, very nice. Give him appreciation.
And that's almost a picture of Buddha.
Okay.
We don't sell these, we just ask for a donation. Could you give a donation to help out? We just ask for a donation from the heart.
Oh.
Did you see that, what just happened?
Yeah.
You got to be quick, you know? He's moving fast. He said, with the book, this is almost a picture of Buddha, right? Looks like similar. So he connects the book with the person. Because he's a Buddhist monk. Then he says, can you give a donation? Just anything, from your heart. Can you see the expression he made? Let's go back.
We just asked for a donation from the heart.
Oh.
You know, you understand, right?
Yeah.
Could you pitch in a donation to help out?
Yep.
Just real quick. Just there's no minimum. It's just from your heart. Just can you give a dollar or two or something like that?
He involves the other person.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
So what just happened? The Buddhist monk bought a book about Krishna. Why? Any ideas? Why? He's a 50-year-old monk. He's not going to convert to anything. Because he's absorbed in Brahman. But why did he take this book? Any clues? Any ideas? Related to Buddha, what else? He talked about meditation. What else? Appreciative. What else? Curious to know more. Yes, what else?
Money was not the factor.
Okay. So you learn at least 20 things right now from these 30 seconds, okay? So you got to take your time. Go out in the next couple of days. Watch some other devotees, how they're distributing, what they're saying, what works, what doesn't work. That's book distribution. You can see how he's dressed. He looks professional. And he's comfortable. Now whether you're in pantan shirt or in dhoti kurta, whether you're in sari or in salwar kameez or whatever, you got to be comfortable. People feel if you're comfortable or not. Okay? And you got to look respectable so that people feel, yes, I could give this person 100 rupees, I could give this person 1,000 rupees, I could give this person 1 lakh rupees. And I would know it's okay. It's the right thing. But if you look like a 5 rupee guy, then 5 rupees, what you going to get? That's the way it is. Where did I hear this? Somebody who... Maharaj's class yesterday. Radhanath Maharaj was giving a class and he was saying about a devotee who was a sannyasi from the Caribbean. In his family, how many people were there? 20 children. Same father, same mother in the Caribbean. They had a small one-room house. And when they would take dinner, a lot of times in the evenings, people would come into the house and sit down on the table and say, "Can I have a menu? Can I order something?" Because they thought it's a restaurant. Okay, what was the point? What were we talking about? Yes. Yes. No, it's different style. India, different style. Although, if you have high class people who look wealthy, it would be an insult to ask them for 50 or 100 rupees. So I just tell them, just give from your heart. And so many people give me 500 or 1,000. Yes. No, but the quality of Gita is completely different.
Definitely.
Also, I ask people always, how much do you think this book would cost in the bookstore?
Yeah.
And then they say 500, 600, 700 rupees, and they say, yes, but today is your lucky day. Today you get it just for the cost. Now, if about the donation thing, we have fixed price. 80 rupee Hindi and Marathi, 100 rupee English. Whatever you want to give more, that's a donation. So if you want to give 500 or 1,000, that's great. Then I'll give out some more books to other people. And some people want to be generous. And other people, they just don't have that much. Okay, next one. Listen and watch the hands and the eyes.
Sir, excuse me, are you guys passengers or are you just dropping somebody off?
We're just getting a flight, yeah.
All right, you get a copy, we'll sign it.
You see the body language? He bowed down because he's a tall guy. Tall people are sometimes intimidating, you know. So he's bowing down to them. He making signs with his hand. He was involving the lady like that because she's like on the side, on the periphery. So there is a danger that she will walk away, right? We will see what happens later on. You can see, like, you know, he's carrying both the backpacks and she's standing on the side. So there's some positive things and some things which need improvement. That's okay. We're not judging. We're just commenting here.
Are you married or just friends?
Just friends. Good boyfriend,
yeah.
Girlfriend.
Okay, yeah, you look too happy to be married. But this is not meditation. I'll do it for...
What just happened? She just walked away. Why did she walk away? He said, are you married or friends? Yes, boyfriend, girlfriend. Yes, you look too happy to be married. You got to be careful with jokes like that. Maybe she wants to marry the guy and he hasn't proposed yet. Maybe she gets fright. Why is this foreign person just all of a sudden, you know, bouncing into my life like that? And she just took off. Now in this case, he takes the book, but he can backfire on you. So be careful what kind of comments you make because people are sensitive, you know, especially in the social realm. Relationships, you know, stuff like that.
This helps to relieve stress. You heard of stress, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a monk. You know what a monk is?
Yeah.
Not a punk, not a skunk. Let's be, we don't sell them. We just ask for a donation. Could you throw in a donation, help out? Where are you guys from? What part of the world?
England.
Oh, okay. London?
What just happened? He said stress. You heard of stress, right? Books of meditation, yoga. I'm a monk. We're not selling them. People just give a donation. And then he keeps on talking. Where are you from? Like, don't just say, okay, donation, this is the money, and then you wait. Okay, come on, give out the money. Come on, bring it on. You continue talking. Okay? Never stop talking. There's nothing worse than silence. People can't stand silence. You can see? It's dangerous. The mind goes like, whoa, what's going on? You know, what's coming next? I hear the AC and, you know, like, has he lost his, you know, mind or what's happening here? Never stop talking. Just continue talking. Okay?
Well, your mind is absolutely fine, but sometimes it can be counteractive. Excessive talking,
No, not excessive talking. Just engage them, just so the continuation is there, you know? Because otherwise, if you just stop talking, then the mind starts talking again and says, hey, let's get out of here. I don't need this. Let's move like that. So you just keep them engaged. You just keep them busy.
Yeah, that's great. Our 800 email and website's in it.
All right,
thank you, man.
So at the end, he said, our website is in it and our 1-800 number. Thank you. And he moved. Quick. Actually, very smooth. A little daring at the beginning, but nice in the finish. So, what else? Oh, this is funny. You know that one? Where is this?
Excuse me. Hi, can I stop you for one moment? My name is Bridge. What's your name?
Raji.
Whereabouts are you from?
London.
Oh, London.
Yeah.
I'm speaking to young people that are coming to the temple today. Okay. And just asking them what their experience of the temple was today.
How was it? We've been in Mumbai for 2 weeks.
Okay.
First time I've been.
Do you know what? It's really busy here. Do you mind just coming over here?
Yeah. No, it's great.
So you're just here on holiday or something?
Yeah.
With your family?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're having, okay, this is your mother here?
This is my mother, yeah.
Hi, Hare Krishna, nice to meet you. Whereabouts in London are you from?
Okay, what just happened? This is right out here at the shoe stall. Okay? So he's hanging around the shoe stall. It's good. Because people are slow, you know? Because they got to give their shoes there. They can't run fast. They just put their shoes there. You catch them right there. Okay? Initial contact, okay, shaking hand with the lady, I'm not sure, you know, okay, he's from London, she's from London, who cares, right? Here in India, usually, doesn't work like that, different customs. But then, he was not noticing her mother till she introduced her. Not so good, you know. You should be more aware of the surroundings, of who is together with whom, and how people are moving like that. Now, fortunately, you know, she's keeping cool. She's just keeping quiet. And it takes quite a while, and then, you know, they take the book. I just wanted to show you this as an example for an introduction. It takes quite a bit of time here. And he does another one. No, we're going to see something else. What's the time? 8:38. What time are we supposed to stop? 9 o'clock. Okay. This is Vijay
in Sweden.
Excuse me, guys. So who's the most intelligent between the three of you?
Us older posters.
If you have a few friends, always ask who is the most intelligent or who is the smartest. And they all go, oh, him, her, that, you know, like that.
Look at this artwork here, guys. Look at this here. And see, this shows how the soul is going through the body from boyhood to youth to old age. He's been there a while, meditation. That's Vishnu. You know Shiva, huh? Wow, he reads this. We help people in suffering conditions and print books, so all the nice people give a donation, so give a donation to help out. Can you give a pinga, a donation? And these are for you.
Okay?
Thank you. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. One tip on the Bhagavad Gita. The first chapter is like an introduction. The second chapter starts the teaching, so don't get stuck on the first chapter. And the address to our temple is in the back of the book also. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. You see what just happened? There are three friends. The tall guy is too busy talking on his phone and doing his own thing. Let him do his own thing. You can't get him involved, you know? He's too busy in his own world. The guy in the middle, in the black sweater, he's interested. Always go for the person who shows some interest. Don't worry about the others, you know? Try to involve them. If they don't want, just stick with the person who is favorable. And let them buy the book. Many times somebody else will also take one afterwards. But always take the one which is most interested first. Okay? And then, very nice thing he said, especially for people who are new at this, the first chapter, there's a lot of names. Don't get discouraged by that. You know? It's just like the introduction to the book. The history. What happened. The teachings actually start in the second chapter. Now I'm going to show you a small movie which we made about 10 years ago. And I'm sorry that the music is not devotional, but okay, there you go. The music is not devotional, so just watch, especially the hands and the eyes and the exchange, the interaction, what's going on. All right? Somebody else did the soundtrack, so don't blame it on us. Any inconvenience caused is regretted.
So we have something also in the fridge. The cakes.
The best olive oil from the island Brač in the Croatian Sea.
Thank you.
This is a summer tour in America. At a concert, there's about 30,000 people who come to watch a music concert, and they all park on the same huge parking lot. And there's about 20 devotees distributing books. 20. You have to find them. All the guys with the caps and the bags. So we're just going to every car, giving them books. Every car, there is like two, three, sometimes five people, and the devotees come from all sides and give them books. So don't think you can only distribute books in one way. You can go on the street, you can go door to door, train stations, you can go to malls, you can find out where there is concerts, cultural activities, dramas, different types of venues, where there is some, you know, big amount of people, and you just go there with books, and you'll find that you might have a good response. Sometimes you get permissions to put book tables, sometimes you just walk around. The main thing is your enthusiasm, because wherever you are, it doesn't really matter that much. If you're enthusiastic, you can always give people books. So you can't think, oh, this place is not really suitable for book distribution because people want to go for a music concert. But, you know, whatever is fun, whatever is interesting, they want it. And here we are having a retreat. There was about four vans. There's about 25 devotees in California. We made a camping retreat. And for a few days, we're just chanting and dancing. And this lady, she joined. They met us there at the campground. I sold her a book the day before in San Francisco. You can see later on. She's Shraddha, Ravindra Sarup's disciple. She's a PhD in astrophysics. She was there. Every year we had these retreats with about 30 devotees. They're all the traveling brahmacharis. And then in the evening, book distribution stories on the campsite, on the fire, and swimming in lakes, and, you know, big fun. So Sankirtan is fun and easy. So if you want to experience the real fun, you travel sometimes to another city with a team of distributors, or you go on the trains. It's a real nice experiment.
San Francisco.
Here you see them. That's Shraddha with another friend from school. So the next day they met us on the campground. And then she started chanting. Then she went to the temple and now she's full time.
All across the nation, such a strange vibration.
Okay, so, was that interesting? You got some idea? Okay, you have another one here from Srila Prabhupada, just to close up. Lights, please. Hare Krishna. So I hope you got some ideas, some tips, some pointers, some things which work, some things which don't work. Now it's time for action. Practice. Practice makes perfect. Nobody is born perfect. Srila Prabhupada said, it took me 25 years to perfect my chanting. So, even though pure devotee, he said himself. So, we have to take some time, put some effort into this, and just simply by sincerely trying, Krishna will help you. Krishna is in the heart of every living entity. And when Krishna sees that you're sincere, He will teach you whatever you need to know. And that's the wonderful experience which I have on book distribution, is that Krishna helps me. He empowers me. He takes charge of my life. He gives me the words. He gives me the ways how to deal with people and to actually work on myself. That's why I distribute books. I like to work on myself. And I feel it's a very good way how to get ahead. So, thank you for taking your valuable time and participating in the seminars. I hope you got something out of it. I hope we met your expectations. After all, the board is gone and we can't erase all the things. I'm sure they're already being erased. But there's a lot of more information on the web. If you go on distributebooks.com, you will find so many techniques and styles and methods of book distribution. Also, if you go on ISKCON Desire Tree, there's a whole section with classes and seminars on book distribution. And if you go on krishna.com, there is a section with ebooks, so you can have ebooks, PDFs, for download, and you can send them to your friends like that. But we do have hard copy books, not just the ones here, but the whole go down is full. So there's no scarcity of books. So please get your own books, because you can't distribute books that you don't have. I hope this seminar has given you some inspiration and some ideas and pointers on how to distribute Prabhupada's books. Please read these books on a daily basis. Chant Hare Krishna. And charity starts at home. So we have to first give ourselves the nectar, because we need it badly. So don't just think, okay, what can I do for the movement or for others? Do something for yourself. So give yourself the gift of Krishna consciousness. I know you're leading very busy lives. You have a lot of responsibilities. But use your ingenuity. Use your intelligence. You can always find some time. There's always some time. Like a lot of you here in Bombay, you're commuting. You're using the trains. You're waiting in line. You know, instead of just being bored while you wait in line, you just turn to the guy next to you and you ask him, do you work out? Do you play sports? You look like you're a sporty kind of a guy. Or you're just naturally, you know, well built. And the guy says, what? You can tell that I do sports? Yeah, I go to the gym. Okay, you're qualified. Here, boom, have this book. You turn to the lady next to you, in the line, and you ask her, oh, that's a nice shawl. Where did you buy that shawl? You know? And she says, I got it in this market over here, there. You say, okay, have a look at this. Boom, you give her a book. You think you can do that? Huh? It's not too complicated. So you learn all the things along the trail, you know, along the path. Initially, all you need to know is Sankirtan is fun and easy. That's all you need to know. And Krishna will give you all the guidance and inspiration required. There's so many devotees who have experience. Try to learn from them. Go with them, assist them. And then you yourself will learn the art. Because this is the art of sharing Krishna consciousness with others. And in this way, you can make a huge difference in the lives of so many people and in your own lives. I don't care whether you distribute one book or five books or 5 million books. I just want you to have the real experience of Sankirtan. Because for that person who gets the book, it's absolute. That person doesn't mind whether you distribute another 5,000 books or no other books. They got a book. For them, it's perfect. So never think, doesn't matter, you know, I'm a small timer. I just do a couple of books. That's okay. For that person, it means the difference in the world. So let us take this opportunity, because there is, you know, still this notion, Diwali was just over, now is end of the year, and people expect, you know, gifts and diaries and this and that and the other thing. So let them give something valuable. So let's give him Prabhupada's books. But as I said, charity starts at home. We first have to give them to ourselves, which means not only have them, but that we actually read them. Prabhupada said, there's only one criticism to my disciples, that they're not reading my books enough. So try to make a schedule where you can read at least a few shlokas every day. Try to read one chapter of Gita a day. If you can't do the purports, just read translation or Sanskrit and translation. See what difference it makes. I'm not saying believe me, just try it out. You're all scientifically minded. Make that laboratory experiment. Chant your rounds in the morning attentively. You will get all the potency, all the power and shakti which you need to get through to that person. And if nothing helps, praying always helps. That's always the magic. In a prayerful mood. Book distribution is a prayerful activity. So, and here, especially in India, I've seen that people are so open, they're so receptive, they're so appreciative of the devotees, of these books, of the ISKCON movement. There is so much goodwill that you actually have a very easy task. I mean, you saw the environments in which we distribute books in the West and the way people are dressed and the way how they behave like that. So you have actually a great opportunity here to make a huge impact. But all it takes is us actually going out there and putting in the effort. Now you might say, oh, you know, what does it matter? I can't really influence anybody. And Prabhupada went to the West. He said, if I can make one person a devotee of Krishna, then my entire effort was worth it. It was successful. So what's your ambition? Are we satisfied with one person? Or do we want at least 1%? I want 10% of your mercy. Remember that. Okay? Keep that in mind. So, Srila Raghunatha Das Goswami has said that to have no expectations is actual humility. Doesn't mean that we lower our standards. Doesn't mean that we lower our standards. But what it means is that we don't expect anything from anybody. We only expect the mercy of the Lord. And that is our actual solace. And we are due that mercy. We'll not settle for anything less. And that mercy is always available. So thank you for joining in this session. Sorry if some things have not exactly fit to your mindset and it's been somewhat of a paradigm shift or some things have been a little odd for you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. So have a fun marathon. Get started. Make meaning, make mantra, get going. You have the meaning, you have the mantra, now it's time to get going. Alright. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasnubhyayavacha paritanam pavanebhya vaishnavebhya namo namaha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And remember, marathon is not over on 1st of Jan. It's a lifetime of preparation. Book distribution also works in January. It works anytime. But this is a special opportunity. And if you like it, continue. Stick with it. The opportunity is always there. Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. You all know where to get your books? You're all aware where to get books? You know. Everybody knows. It's obvious, right? Okay.